Let's go to the phones. Stephen Tucker's on the line. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're very well, thank you. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm going to bring us back down to earth a bit, I guess. So when my long-haired ragdoll cat startles my barely domesticated short-haired kitten, the kitten's tail puffs out and the fur on her back stands up all the way down her spine. The long-haired cat, no matter how scared he gets, doesn't really extend his fur. So I thought cats did this when they were frightened or excited, and I was told it might be so they'd look larger. But what mechanism allows them to do this, and why don't they do it with all their fur? And is it in any way related to how the hair stands up on the back of a human's neck when he or she gets scared?
Ginny, do you get goose pimples and the hair prickling on the back of your neck when you get scared?
So, yeah, I think this is probably a very similar mechanism. So when we get cold or when we get scared, the muscles that hold the base of our hair in place contract, and that makes the hairs on our arms or on the back of our neck stand up. But you might notice that it doesn't happen to the hair on our heads. And that's probably for the same reason that it doesn't happen to your long-haired cat. And that's just that the hair's too long. So these are only very tiny differences that are happening in the skin. But because the hair on your arms is quite light, it's quite short, it can make it stand up. It would just be too much weight and too difficult to actually make a very long-haired cat's hair stand up. And if you think about the evolution of this, yes, way, way back when cats were alley cats, it was probably great to be able to puff up your tail and make yourself look bigger and scare off competitors. But actually, there's no negativity for your long-haired cat to not be able to do that, because I'm assuming it's pretty pampered and doesn't have to fight off other cats very often. So there's been no selective pressure to keep that ability, so it doesn't really matter that they can't do it anymore.
There you go, Stephen. You've got a pampered cat, that's the problem.
Thanks.
Good to have you on the programme.